perfect shirt you never wore. A picture that says nothing much at all. The beach, a smile.
Yeah. So did you know Jeff played all the instruments and did all the vocals on this by himself? Is that correct?
You're absolutely correct, Linda.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. And you're thinking probably next year you might be doing shows?
Yeah. Well, I hope I can recruit, I can call in the favors from old friends and bandmates and actually do a live version of Dear Vandal sometime in the new year.
Oh my goodness, that's going to be so amazing if you could, yeah.
It's a bit daunting thinking about all the rehearsals now and staying up past my bedtime to play shows.
Okay. So what is your bedtime these days? Are we already past it?
9:30-ish.
Okay. So we better, don't worry, we'll end the show by then. Okay. All right, so let's talk about Christmas. Yeah. Because we're going to play Haley Blaze's Auld Lang Syne. I guess that's more of a New Year's song. But, yeah, what are your plans for Christmas, New Year's?
We have lots of family in town from Ontario. Mm-hmm. My in-laws are in town, and so it's a very exciting time around our household, plus the new puppy.
Yeah.
That's kind of taken over everything. is the puppy in the house, so it'll be a very wholesome Christmas in that sense.
Amazing.
Lots of great music.
Yes, for sure. Here's Haley Blaze on CJSF.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be my dear, for all
What a beautiful voice. And we have another beautiful voice coming up. But first of all, I wanted to find out, what was Jeff's first instrument?
I think, like, well, again, the very boring white guy answer. It's like the gateway drug for a lot of musicians, just acoustic guitar. I got an acoustic guitar for my birthday when I was 16, and I punked away at it. It's shocking how badly I play guitar, considering how long I've played, because, you know, that's 40-something years.
Okay.
that I've been playing guitar, but I do love it very much. I seldom a day goes by that I don't have a guitar in my hand, especially. It's usually the acoustic, but sometimes I just need to get down in the basement and really let it rip with the electrics as well.
Sounds good to me. All right. And tell me about this East Van girl, Susie.
Actually, Susie Ungerleiter is a West Side girl.
West Side girl. Okay.
Yeah. And I know you wanted to hear some Vancouver music. And Susie Ungerleiter used to record under the name O Susanna. And she's just been writing beautiful songs for a long time now. And I really got hooked on her music again. I'd been a fan in the early 2000s, and then she put out an album called A Girl in Teen City. Mm. And it's all about Vancouver and growing up in Vancouver in the 80s. And she's talking about people that I knew at the time. I didn't know her at the time, but she knew people. And it just evokes that time and place so well for me. This isn't from that album, because we're keeping it seasonal here. But
that's right.
She's just got a really beautiful voice.
Well, yeah, and we're going to play from the album Decemberly.
City snow is stop and go, I miss you. $20 list and kisses from you. You'll be pulling in before it's night. I'll be stalling, waiting for the light. Oh, light, I miss you. I've run around the dining room, put a spoon under my pillow, thrown ice cubes into Lake Ontario, wishing for the winter. I took a shot of something that's a little too expensive. I admit the autumn's been a little too pensive. Let's get lost and find a way to sing. Fa la 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 la. 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 I miss you. City snow, I won't let go when I've got you. Cold and kissing bells are ringing. Lights are blinking, records spinning. Fire burning, love returning.
And we're back. All right. We're going to talk about your podcast. And you won an award. Tell me about this award.
I don't want to call it my podcast, okay, even though I was involved as a senior producer. In real life, that's my job. I'm a producer with CBC Podcasts. Mm-hmm. And that was an award for a series called Cooper Island. It was hosted by Duncan McHugh, who I'm sure your listeners will be familiar with. He was a tremendous reporter for CBC for many years. He's gone on to academia at Carleton, and that's wonderful. But it tells the story, or at least part of the story, of the Cooper Island Residential School, and some of the shocking things that went on there and the things that people are doing to heal from that experience. And so I don't, the credit belongs with Duncan McHugh and Jody Martinson and Martha Troyan. They were the ones who did the real reporting, but I'm proud to have had a part in it.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And how did you get into media and communications?
Well, I always tell my tell younger producers that I started making podcasts when I was about 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And of course, there was no such thing then. But my brother and I got a tape recorder for Christmas, yeah. And we would make little shows on cassettes.
Oh,
and,
wow.
We'd tell stories. They were usually dramas, but sometimes they were talk shows.
Do you still have these cassettes?
I can't track any of them down, sadly. They seem to have been lost to the ravages of time. But I've just always loved the sound of sounds. Mm-hmm. I always had a radio by my bed, and I love the crackle of airwaves in the night. And so when I got a chance, I was very lucky after working in film for a while to have a career change and become a journalist. I feel really lucky that I came in at a time when podcasting was really coming into its own. Mm-hmm. And that's just where there's so much joy right now for people who love creating audio.
Yes, and now it's exploding.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a podcast. Yeah. Just go and you could make one on YouTube. Yeah. No, it's amazing. All right, and are you on YouTube?
Not in any personal sense. The Dear Vandal stuff is all on YouTube.
Yep.
And I think there's a video coming together, like an actual video. A friend of mine in Australia, of all places, another friend from the Gleaner at Langara, reached out to me about making a video. So let's hope that comes together, because it sounds like a lot of fun, the concept that she has for it.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and Tell Me to Ask for More is this next song we're going to play. Tell me about this one.
Oh, I love this song. Are you allowed to say that about your
of
own
course.
Songs? It's just, it's got a bit, most of the album doesn't really stray into this territory, but I think this one's got a bit of funk and soul in it. It's a bit of a, it's not slow jam, but it's got a bit of a slow burn going on, and I love the crescendo of this one.
More.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Okay, so we are back with more Jeff. Jeff, tell me more about yourself. I noticed you posted something about hockey.
I did?
Yes.
What was I posting about? Maybe that the Canucks have become watchable again?
Oh, yeah. So you watch. Are you a regular watcher? Are you a fan?
I've become a very bandwagon fan.
Yeah?
You know, I know there are those patient fans who are tried and true even in the low times, mm-hmm. but I really jump on the bandwagon when they're good because
yes.
it's just, that's a lot of time in your life just to commit to sports, you know?
But do you watch other sports too or just...
Well, that's part of the problem is my wife, Lara, has become a big basketball fan too.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I'm really getting into that. So
nice.
You can't be...
Okay.
Those two seasons are happening at the same time. You can't be a fan of both of those at the same time or you just...
Okay.
So you wouldn't have time to eat.
So which team is she rooting for?
The Raptors, of course.
The Raptors. And you know what? They were here at SFU.
That's right. They did the camp here.
Yes. Yeah. And I got to see the coach. Mm-hmm. And then it was, I don't know the guy's name, but he was quite tall.
I
don't remember. He was the tallest guy on the team. But yes, I'm horrible with names. But okay, anyways, let's go to the next song here. Ora Corgan. Tell me about this song called Cowgirl.
I've only discovered her music just recently. It seems she's been making music for a few years now. I think she's based on Salt Spring Island, one of the Gulf Islands. Mm. And I've just noticed her name everywhere on all the, you know, it seems like all the college radio charts. She's popped up and she does this really cool mix of kind of, it's got elements of indie and psych rock and pop. And she's got a beautiful voice and really distinctive. And it's just wonderful. It seems like a real moment right now for women playing music, especially in parts of pop music that have been traditionally dominated by men, mm-hmm. like guitar rock and guitar pop. You know, it's Boy Genius is huge right now. So I just think it's really, really great.
Yeah,
that,
so
that the sausage party is finally over.
Exactly. Here's Cowgirl on CJSF.
Thank you.
there's a cool slow jam there for you. All right. We're going to talk about your last song here called Joy and Peace. Tell me about this one, because it's going to be an awesome thing on Bandcamp that you're doing.
Yeah, I think I mentioned earlier that I tend to enjoy sort of darker, sadder. I think a lot of the Christmas music I love the most has sort of wistful elements to it, and I set out to write a song about that. It talks about, you know, I think this can be a really challenging year, a time of year for people, mm-hmm. For lots of reasons. If you don't have the kind of family connections that and friendships and stuff that we all hope for, it could be really challenging. And I'm tried to capture some of what that feels like, and hopefully add a little bit of hope at the end of it. And I made this song also. If you go to the Dear Vandal Bandcamp, you can buy this song, and all the proceeds I'm giving to the Crisis Center of BC for the really important work they do of intervening for and offering support for people in emotional crisis. Because, again, I think this time of year can be really difficult, and people need it. Makes all the difference in the world. It can literally save lives having that connection.
So. Totally. 100%, folks, is going to the BC Crisis Center. All right. Tell everyone, where can they find you? Tell them all your socials.
Where am I? It's really just Instagram, I guess Facebook, and Threads is where I'm
Threads? I haven't heard of that.
Threads is like, it's the new Instagram replacement for Twitter, because Twitter became such a toxic dumpster fire of
of
communication. Yeah,
so Threads is the new thing, folks.
Yeah, Threads is a lot more wholesome.
All right, you heard it here first on CJSF. All right, last question. Santa, all right, did you used to take Santa photos when you were younger? Did you take your kids?
Yeah, we have an incredible collection of pictures spanning nearly 20 years of our kids' lives, taking them to Santa every year.
Oh,
and
nice.
We display that really happily and proudly. It's really, yes. It means a lot to us.
Yes. Do you ever dress up as Santa?
I've never done it myself. Mm-hmm. I'm probably at the way I'm eating right now over these, as we approach the holidays, I'll probably have a suitable belly for it very soon.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. And thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show, Jeff. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. Bye. A shimmering
Sunday.